When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is the Michael K. Show podcast. Listen live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.
The Michael K. Show.
I think Scott Boras, there was a time where he was the smartest man in the room and that he was going to throw numbers out on why you're all wet on this player. This is the reason why you have to pay him top dollar. I don't know if he's the smartest man in the room anymore. I think that binder that he brought to the teams for Johnny Damon, they've got bigger binders. All right, they already know these numbers. They know all the hidden stuff. Is it possible, Michael, that everybody kind of went to school and now Scott's not the smartest guy? He's still incredibly intelligent and a tremendous agent, but those little nuggets, the little piece of information that nobody else had that he had. Is he walking into that meeting now and the guys that he's talking to also know all the stuff and maybe know a little bit more?
The Michael K. Show on 98.7 ESPN.
I'm glad that that was the lead-in to the hour, because usually the lead-in to the hour is not the point guard.
Yeah, I was thinking the exact same thing, because I thought to myself, boy, that would really have be a candidate for point guard.
Yeah, but yeah, I think it's just been squelched.
Yeah. So I think Michael, that would be two for two this week after winning last week. And then
Hey, it's only 5:01, Don.
Yeah, you can what we're going to talk about next, I'm sure you have a strong opinion on. So the Knicks lost a very difficult game yesterday. They didn't play well. They were down 19 in the first half. Then they were down 11 in the fourth quarter. They came back to tie it. And then a terrible, admittedly terrible by the officials themselves, call against Jalen Brunson. Three shots on a heave from 3 points with 3 seconds left. They hit two. They won the game by two. Awful. But one of the reasons that the Knicks are struggling right now and why they desperately need the All-Star break is that so many players are hurt. Randall's out. Hartenstein's out. Mitchell Robinson's been out. Jalen Brunson was just out. Now he's back. Yesterday, DiVincenzo played 41 out of 43 minutes. Hamstring issue. OG Anunoby is out. So it's going to be impossible for the Knicks to keep up that great stretch of play with all of this manpower missing. But here's my biggest fear, guys. We celebrate the Knicks. And those that love old-time sports celebrate Tom Thibodeau for not playing in the load management sandbox. Now, there are coaches out there, Hall of Fame coaches, like Popovich. They play in that sandbox. A lot of coaches do. And I'm just worried that the complaints will get to be so much with these injuries and go, does he have to play them constantly? Does he have to play them as many minutes as he does? Now, my rebuttal to that statement would be, Randall separated his shoulder. Had nothing to do with minutes played. Anunoby had a bone chip in his elbow. Nothing to do with minutes played. Now, when you have muscle injuries, though, like Hartenstein, not a muscle, but the Achilles. And yesterday with DiVincenzo, you do worry, is it because they're on the court as much as they are? I don't. And the one thing that I always point to, look at the record of Thibodeau teams in the second half of the season. He's got over like a 62% winning percentage. So they actually thrive because they play a lot. And that's one of the strengths of this team. They want to be out there. They want to constantly play. They don't want to come out. But will the disgust over the injuries get to have those cries so loud? Should DiVincenzo have been playing that many minutes in a game that really didn't mean anything? And would the hamstring have been troublesome if he played 10 minutes. Who knows? You never know with injuries. But I don't want the narrative to change, guys. And that's what I fear with all the injuries. Because you look at the Knicks right now, and it's a strong word, but they're ravaged by injuries to important players. And they're the one team that doesn't do load management.
Yeah.
I'm concerned.
That's the problem, is because, like you said, they're the one team that doesn't do it. And look at all the injuries they've had. Now, I'm with you. I don't think a lot of these injuries had anything to do with playing too much. But is that also part of load management? The less you play, the less chance you have of having a catastrophic injury and missing time. But I do think there can be a little bit of an adjustment here. The Knicks are starting to move into territory where they're becoming an elite team. They're not the little engine that could anymore that's going to need every game more than anybody else. Did you have to put Brunson back in the game against Memphis? Can you just trust the fact that they've got nobody on their team? They're a lousy basketball team. I'm not going to put Brunson back into the game. Last night, taking on Houston. I'm sorry. We got to beat Houston. I'm not going to have DiVincenzo play 41 of a possible 43 minutes. I'm going to dial it down. So is there a happy medium where he can have trust in the team and maybe, just maybe, to get those guys a little bit of rest? All right, maybe there'll be a couple of games where maybe you would have won, but let's lose the battle to win the war. So I'm with you. I don't want to see load management, but can he make some little tweaks? And that might save some bodies down the road?
I hear what you're saying. I just don't think that's his game.
Oh, but
I don't think he's going to change.
All right, but that Memphis game, they had three starters who were undrafted. It kind of puts pressure on the team to just say, guys, listen, we should be able to beat this team as presently constituted. I'm not going to sell out like it's game seven. Beat them. Rockets stink. Grizzlies stink. Let's go out and beat them. What's wrong with that? You're playing them. You're not benching them.
They jumped out to an unbelievable lead against Memphis, and then, you know, 20, they were down. Memphis was down 20 with 8 minutes left. That's not insurmountable in the NBA, so he put him in.
But
and then he hurt his ankle.
And listen, Brunson hurt his ankle. It wasn't catastrophic, right? He came back, and you know, a couple of games later. But do you say to your team, guys, we've got a chance here to rest a player, go out there and win the game, not be swayed by it. Because that's where it could bite you. I hate these just not playing guys, but I think in those types of moments where you're like, I'm not going to push DiVincenzo. He's never played this many minutes before. Do I really need to do that against the Houston Rockets? It turned out you did, but it puts pressure on the healthy guys to say, come on, let's go out and win this game. And if you don't win it, which you didn't anyway, all right, we'll dust ourselves off. We'll get the next one. So I don't like the load management of not dressing these guys, not playing these guys, or reducing their minutes drastically. But you could also say, Michael, that he does seem to push the envelope with these guys. And is that a good idea for now a team that's got bigger fish to fry than just making the playoffs or avoiding the play-in or just winning a round? Hey, well, if you want to dance with the big dogs, you're going to need healthy bodies to do it.
I think he's the sad part about all these injuries right now is that they might drop to the sixth or seventh seed because these guys aren't coming back for a while. I mean, Anunoby, it's over a month. I mean, I'd be surprised if it was much sooner for Randall. You don't know with Hartenstein, with the Achilles. So all that great play that put them tied for second, they might drop to sixth. They just might. There's a lot of losses out there now. You know, you lost to that was only the second time last night you lost to a team under 500. So you're 22-2. So now, with this lineup, as presently constructed, with all the injuries, you can lose to a bottom feeder team. And now you're going to play a good Orlando team tomorrow to finish up the first half. There's a lot of losses out there if they don't get right. And as you said, Don, are you going to continue to put the pedal to the metal and play Brunson more than you should just to try to squeeze out these wins? So I think that's why he wants to grab these wins.
So you're saying in this moment, obviously, he's back. You're going to play him, but do you limit his minutes and not go overly crazy trying to beat Orlando and just rest everybody as best you can now to get to this break?
Probably be the way to look. And when you look at the Eastern Conference right now, very quietly, the Cavaliers have soared to the number two spot. And then right behind the Knicks are the Sixers.
Yeah.
So if they get back Embiid, Are they good enough to pass the Knicks? Yeah. And they just got two wins the Bucks did with Doc Rivers. So all of a sudden, finishing in the top four is not a sure thing. especially if all these injuries continue to manifest itself in these games where they were winning these games easily.
Well, if you lose to the Magic, now they're only two back in the loss column.
Yep.
You know, the Pacers are only four back. Heat, four back. You don't get these guys back, Michael. You talk about maybe seventh and eighth.
Right.
I think they're too good to have that happen. But, again, I don't know if this is really what the Knicks are with all these injuries. Got to get somebody back. God, they need this break. But it's going to be tough to beat Orlando. And now you're two games away from dropping a sixth. And I'm sorry, as much as I really believe in this team and the depth and all that, are they going to be able to navigate to the conference final having to win on the road two rounds?
You guys keep going there. It's just such a long way away still. Let's not. I'm sorry. I think, guys, they can afford to lose against Orlando, to come out of the break and start out struggling for a couple games and still not give up on anything.
No, but you still, these new players got to get acclimated to the other guys. I mean, we're 54 games in. I know it's the All-Star break. It's not the midway point of the season. We're well past that now. You know, once you come back, you're talking about less than 30 games where you've got the chance to try to build up that chemistry, make up ground. And I'm with you, Peter. I believe in this team, and I don't think they'll fall to six. But they're going to get to the point where you could say goodbye to the three seed. Now it's like four, five, six battling somewhere there, which means it's possible that maybe you have home court disadvantage in the first. You might be playing Philadelphia in the first round of the playoffs. Would they deserve that draw?
See, but
with a healthy Embiid?
One thing that I disagree with you about, I don't care about the seventh game being at home. I really don't. I care about who they're going to play. So if they finish second, they're going to get a much easier opponent. If you finish fifth or you finish sixth,
right,
then you're going to take on an opponent that could knock you out in the first round. And that would be a crime the way this team was playing when it was healthy. Unfortunately, they're not healthy now.
Right, but if you finish fourth, if you finish fifth, yeah, I'm not as overly concerned about the home court advantages that I got to take on a healthy Philadelphia team.
Yeah, it's tough.
So all the work that I did, this great regular season, all that I overcame, all the trades, all the depth, my draw in the first round is Philadelphia? And if everything goes according to plan, now it might, in the second round might be Milwaukee or Boston. Like, it's crazy the path. If we're going to get this team to the conference final, the idea was, you know, maybe get a little bit of an easier draw. Now, well, I'll believe it when I see it with Cleveland. We'll see what they do when they get to the playoffs. That might be a different story. But to have to play a Boston, Milwaukee, or Philadelphia early doesn't bode well to be able to get to the conference final.
Quick football note. So John Lynch, the GM of the 49ers, said that the reason that they took the kickoff in overtime, a lot, I think Don was the one who mentioned this yesterday, was because the defense was exhausted.
Yeah, that's what Romo had said.
Yeah. So that makes some sense, but the defense still, it's not like they score and the game's over. The defense is still going to play, but I guess they're saying, well, this gives them a little bit more of a blow on the sidelines. And I thought it was fascinating, too, what came out yesterday. If the 49ers scored a touchdown on the opening drive and the Kansas City Chiefs came back and scored, they were going for two. So that seems really, gutsy, but it makes sense to me.
It does make sense.
Because then it's sudden death with them. The 49ers get the ball again, and a field goal wins it. So why not go for it for two?
Yeah, because I don't want to play the analytical game, but it kind of just makes sense to do it here from a percentage standpoint. What are my percentages of converting the two?
What are my percentages of stopping them from kicking a field goal?
Maybe it's about the same.
Mo, you have Patrick Mahomes, though. You should be able to pick up 2 yards. Especially against an exhausted defense.
Yeah, but the problem with that is, it's not the one, it's at the two. So running the ball is still an option, but it's tougher. And remember, it's a little easier to defend because there's less field. So I don't look at it and, well, I just get 2 yards. There's a difference between getting 2 yards of your own 20 and getting 2 yards at their two. It's still tough. I don't know what their percentages were.
Can you imagine the exhilaration of a Super Bowl ending, the amount of pressure on that one play?
Oh, my Lord. It would have been literally one of the great plays of all time.
Yeah, think about it, Peter. You know how these getting a field goal. We've always talked about, like, having to stop a team from kicking a field goal. It almost seems like an impossibility. Like, you almost feel like you lost. If you kick a field goal and take a 3-point lead with like a minute and a half to go, you're like, how are we going to hold this lead? You know, it's so easy to get in the field goal range, and especially Mooney had kicked a 55-yarder. So what
right,
am I going to do?
Especially you start at the 25 all the
yeah,
time now.
I'm starting at the 25-yard line. So what do I get to gain, like 30 yards to have a 30, 40 yards? It doesn't seem like, God, that's what it really comes down to, right? Is can I stop this team from gaining 40 yards to kick a reasonable field goal or going for two and winning the game and taking it out of their hands? I think it's fascinating, and I believe them. I think that's what they would have done.
And I think that was the proper thing to do. And I'm sure they have a call in their back pocket
yeah.
for it.
And also remember, guys, it's one thing to hold a team to a field goal in a normal circumstances. Now they've got to go for it on fourth down, right? Because they've got to end, like, I guess they don't have, with the game being tied, they don't have to go for fourth down, but it would definitely change the way they kind of go about. God, it's so. I think I would have done it too. I totally believe that Andy Reid would do it.
And Brock Purdy said that Brian Griese, the quarterback coach of the 49ers, definitely pulled them together before overtime and told them the overtime rules, told the offense. So I guess Kyle Juszczyk wasn't listening.
And I will maintain still that this is not that important.
Knowing the rules?
Yeah.
I think it is.
Knowing when the game ends or not, to me, is, no, knowing the rules, like if you think you're allowed to step out of bounds, Don, that's a huge problem. But but to me, assuming your players are playing 150% all the time, knowing this, remembering this rule change, I just don't know. I think it seems like a story that's so appealing to people, but in reality, what does it mean? What's the difference?
Well, it depends, right? Like, they scored the touchdown with 3 seconds to go. So if you thought the rule was there would be another quarter, then you need your head exam. Why would you think there's another quarter? The thing you would think is that they would end when the 3 seconds were up. So you wouldn't play any differently defensively. The only way it would be a problem is if there was like if there was 5 minutes left, and you're like, oh, it doesn't matter. They're going to score the touchdown. We're going to get the ball back. That would be an issue because I think you might play differently, Peter,
and also,
knowing that there's a margin for error.
If you're the 49ers offensive players and you think, maybe. Well, in the past it would end with a score and you just like maneuvering to get into a field goal position, you could play 150%, but whether you give the extra effort to try to get into the end zone or just get the first down, so we'll win it on a field goal. You got to know the rule. There are instances where it impacts what you do.
I hear you. I hear you.
Anthony, so the NFL way too early power rankings, was that from ESPN?
Oh, yeah, only the very best.
Amazing. They're power ranking teams next year before the draft, before free agency. That's like when Rex said, oh, we're going to win the Super Bowl. Didn't even know what the roster was.
Right.
But they have the Ravens 1, Chiefs 2, 49ers 3, Lions 4, Bills 5. I'll give you the top 10. Dolphins 6, Cowboys 7, Eagles 8, Texans 9, Packers 10. All right, so how about our beloved locals? Where do you think they are?
Low.
Yeah, I would
Who's
think.
Who's lower, the Jets or the Giants?
Well, the Giants, obviously. You got a healthy Aaron Rodgers coming back.
Jets are. We want to give a guess where they are.
I'm gonna go with the Jets are 22 and the Giants are 26.
The Jets are 17, Petey.
Hey now.
Yeah, the Jets are 17.
That's interesting.
Don't
and
hate
the
it.
Giants are 27. Of interest to some people on the show, the Commanders are 31st.
No, I'm not interested.
And the Panthers are 32.
I'm not interested. Well, right. We don't know who our quarterback is. We haven't spent a dollar in free agency, but okay, I'll play a little.
So they've got the Jets at least on the fence of making the playoffs.
Yeah.
Because 14 teams
they're considered the ninth best AFC team.
So they're out. God. Yes. So you agree with that? That a healthy Aaron Rodgers, now I don't know if they're playing the game of we don't know if Aaron Rodgers is going to be healthy, whatever. But if I tell you Aaron Rodgers is healthy all year long, you think that they wouldn't make the playoffs?
All right, so let's pick that apart. Aaron Rodgers is healthy. And, you know, they don't have an unbelievable running back. They have a good running back. They have Garrett Wilson. They don't have Devontae Adams or that sort of player.
Well, Hall's a really good running back, Michael.
Yeah, okay. But he's not Christian McCaffrey. He is a good running back. Mm-hmm. So you don't think that there are eight teams better than the Jets?
Well, Michael,
with Aaron Rodgers, are they better than the Bills?
They could be. Oh, why couldn't they be?
Well,
wait a minute. How many games did they win last year?
Seven.
Seven games with nobody. So now you add Aaron Rodgers and you tell me you can't win three more games? I would think 10 would get you in. I'd be surprised if they won 10 games
and
they didn't
get
it.
Is it going to be the Dolphins or is it going to be the Bills? Or do you think the Jets have a chance to win the East?
I mean, what's changed? Right, we all felt that this team was going to be a playoff team. Some people were saying Super Bowl or bust or whatever. I would think they'd at least try to address the offensive line. You're telling me that this is that they can't compete like they did last year?
They can, but also putting a lot of eggs into the basket of a 41-year-old that played four plays and the year before wasn't great.
I get it, but I'm just saying that it's still not that big of a difference. He didn't play last year. So, I mean, I would think his body's fresh. They beat the Bills with Zach Wilson on opening night. They kind of have the Bills' number. Things were a mess by the time they played the Bills again in Buffalo. Listen, I'm not going to pick them to win the division this time, but you can't say it's not in the conversation. But if you want to give Miami and Buffalo the nod, okay.
You have to give them the nod.
Okay. All right, so that's two. So then now they're obviously competing for a wild card. Miami would be one wild card. Now you go over to the North. Yeah, you're going to tell me that Cleveland's definitely better than the Jets?
No.
Are you going to tell me that Baltimore's clearly better?
Yes.
Yes.
Are you going to tell me Cincinnati's clearly better?
I don't know, Michael, but you instantly said no to Cleveland. Can you really say it about Cincinnati?
Yeah, because they have Joe Burrow.
I know, but
Cleveland
he's also
has Deshaun Watson.
Cleveland was good without Deshaun Watson.
But I don't know if you could definitively say either is going to be better. And then you go
don't
to
think
the
Cincinnati with a healthy Joe Burrow is better than the Jets.
They could be. I said definitively better. If you want to say yes, I think it's arguable. We could see how it comes back.
If you had a team that was built to win this coming season, who would you want as your quarterback, Don?
No, I'd
Aaron Rodgers or Joe Burrow?
I would want Burrow. But Rodgers isn't nothing. You know, let's not like throw the guy out.
We know
he's
what Rodgers is. That's why they're listed. We don't know what he is.
We don't know what he looks like, and we don't know if he plays.
And then, we were having this conversation assuming he played all 17 games. All right, somebody's got to win the South, but are you going to tell me Houston's better? Jets beat Houston without Aaron Rodgers this year. Jacksonville, all right, you give them the division, but nobody else. They're better than Indianapolis, certainly better than Tennessee. All right, they're not better than Kansas City, but could they be, with a healthy Aaron Rodgers, better than Los Angeles? Sure. Better than Oakland? Yeah. Better than Denver? Yes. So no wild card out of the they could be no wild card out of the West. So yeah, they'd be competing with Cincinnati. I think they'd be better than Pittsburgh. So competing with Cincinnati, if we give Baltimore the division, Cincinnati, Cleveland, Buffalo, Miami. So they'd be in that. So five teams for three spots.
To say they don't have a chance would be foolish, but to say that they're definitely in is also foolish.
No, but so it's all because he got hurt last year, because everybody going in felt the playoffs were a lock.
The rankings also have Jacksonville and Indy ahead of the Jets.
Why would Indy be ahead of the Jets?
Because they had a good year without their starting quarterback. So they're going to get Richardson back, who's dynamic.
All right, so people have obviously fallen out of love with Aaron Rodgers. And I get it.
Well,
he got hurt last year. No, but
it's not out of love, Don. They've fallen in doubt. They don't know.
Well, clearly, because nobody had them ranked this low last year. Now, he did get hurt, no question. It was a non-contact injury, pretty much. I guess if you want to debate whether he was hit or not. And the offensive line didn't look great. But I'm just looking at this team. They won seven games without him. And Aaron Rodgers can't win you three more games? And we're definitely going to say that Cincinnati and Cleveland and Buffalo and Miami are definitely going to win north of 10. Like,
no.
it's not possible that Tua couldn't get hurt, or that the Bills are taking a bit of a dip here, or that Burrow takes some time to get back after missing so much of the season, and Cleveland ends up being a mess again.
I mean, all these things are possible. Anything could happen. Don, they could cancel the whole season next year. We don't know.
But I don't think it's that much of a stretch. The things I'm saying. Like, well, I mean, you say cancel the season. Tua's had concussions before. Watson's been a mess for Cleveland.
Yeah, but even as a mess, that team was better than the Jets. But, yeah.
Let's take a brief timeout. We'll debate this when we get back. 1-800-919-3776. Listen up. It's me, Michael K. When it comes to travel, nothing beats Legends Limousine. Nothing. I felt the difference. And let me tell you, it's real. When my family and I need a ride to the airport or out of town, we choose Legends. Their commitment to safety makes every trip a breeze. These guys are not just any service. They've been setting the gold standard for over 30 years. I trust them, and so should you. So call 1-888-LEGENDS. That's 1-888-534-3637. Again, 1-888-534-3637. Use the code ESPN10 to snag 10% off. Travel like a legend with Legends Limousine. Well, do you want to experience an inflammation of money and happiness? Watch your bank account grow with an extra pep in your step. Catch Joviaitis, a side effect of not-for-profit banking with Jovia Financial Credit Union. When you bank with Jovia, you may see an increase in savings, growing checking account balances, and reduced rates on loans. Symptoms may include greater happiness, reduced stress, and general feelings of financial freedom. Join Jovia and start spreading the wealth.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast.
Hey, buddy, hey.
Catch the show on demand wherever you want. Just subscribe to us wherever you get your podcasts.
Very quickly, Don. Very quickly. Shesterkin, shut out. 2-0 yesterday. So something's working. And the Rangers continue to win. What is it, 5 in a row?
Yeah, 5 in a row. It's the longest current winning streak in the National Hockey League. And Calgary's not a playoff team right now. They're 3 points out, but they had come in winning 5 straight. Markstrom was terrific in that winning streak, and he was terrific last night. But Shesterkin was a little bit better, and he gets his first shutout of the year, his 12th of his career. And they got it right, Mike. Everybody wanted there to be a controversy with the goaltender. They said he wasn't going to play the first 2 games out of the break. He didn't. He got the play in Chicago and played well. Now he pitches a shutout last night against Calgary. So he got to work with Benoit Allaire, the best goaltending coach in the National Hockey League, and looks like he's back on track. And, you know, VC had a great empty net goal, stole the puck away from Hanifin to put the game away. And they looked great last night. Now they got a very winnable game Thursday against Montreal. And maybe they can go into the stadium series on Sunday against the Islanders, riding a nice 6-game winning streak. So we'll see.
Let's go to Pat in Hoboken. Patty.
Guys, how are you today?
Good. How are you?
Good, good. Hey, I just wanted to wish Don a very, very happy birthday. I always know it's Don's birthday because it's also my sister's birthday.
Okay.
So, you know, happy day, Don.
And what's your sister's name?
Missy.
Happy birthday, Missy.
Oh, Missy.
Very nice. Yeah. Thank you, Pat. That was very nice of you.
No, now, Don, did you...
Go ahead.
I was noticing on a number of the callers, does it seem like maybe there's been some celebrating Don's birthday early this year? Because it sounds like a lot of festivities among the callers.
Sound drunk.
I think we've had at least two high callers. I don't even think it's alcohol. I think they were high.
One sounded kind of like bourbon drunk.
You're specific with the alcohol. Wow.
Well, I used to be a bartender, and you know that kind of bourbon messiness.
Oh, I like that, Pat. Good job.
Yeah,
we've had a couple of odd ones, but we appreciate all phone calls, Pat.
I think our percentage of hot, drunk or high has been about the same as it usually is.
Don, did you text? At least I did. The great Howie Rose, his 70th birthday today.
I DM'd him.
Oh, okay.
I have his
something.
I have his phone number, but we seem to communicate better on DM, which tells me that maybe he doesn't have my number, or I'm not in his phone. But I'm comfortable with that. I have not heard back. I don't even know if he knows it's my birthday. But I did send out a message. Yes.
Did you? Peter, wish Howie a happy birthday.
I did not. Though I like Howie. We don't have that sort of relationship.
I'd like to make that happen sometime.
Did you?
This year. Yeah. Let's go to Dalton. Love that name in South Carolina. Dalton.
Dalton. Is it a roadhouse?
Yes, this is Dalton.
How are you doing? Yeah.
Love the name.
Yes, Mike. I got two questions. Can I ask two questions?
Yeah, of
make
course.
It sure. Three. Peter,
okay,
three.
The first question
number three,
is,
yeah. Go ahead.
That the referees, this nothing happens to them. All the umpires, when they make a bad mistake, they kick the player out, they kick the manager out, and there's no repercussion to them. Well, I wonder why.
You mean if a ref has a bad call?
If a ref has a bad call, like when they say it's a foul and it's not a foul, or the umpire says a strike and it's not a strike, and they kick the
you want them thrown out of the game?
The
I mean, in baseball, Dalton,
yeah, I'll talk about
will,
that both.
It will eventually cost them postseason assignments. But
yes.
If we're talking about that last call with the Knicks yesterday, it'd be awfully hard to throw a guy out of a game when there was contact on the play. It should not
over.
Have been a foul call, but there was contact.
And the game was over, Michael, so you couldn't throw
right.
out of the game. Just
yeah, the final 2 seconds, you're out.
So what do you guys think? Number three?
Yeah, it was number three.
Let's go to Chauncey in Westwood.
Hey, what's up, guys?
How you doing?
What's up, buddy?
Good. Just want to say happy birthday to Don.
Thank you.
And so when it comes to the whole ref thing from last night, look, we talk about the same guy with the LeBron James call. Now the same thing happens last night. You know, you get strike one, strike two. I don't think you can get a strike three in this instance. I mean, like, how can you possibly – it would be irresponsible for Adam Silver and the NBA to allow this guy to continue to call games. I mean, it's really just unacceptable. I mean, they're – I assume that this is like a well, you know, high demand job. Like many people want to be refs, and I'm sure there's plenty of people out there that will be great refs that will not make a call that egregious. So if you're doing it on a consistent basis, how long until they say, you know what, you're done?
That's a good question, Chauncey. I don't know what they do in the league office and how they evaluate these guys and whether or not there are strikes against him. And that, you know, eventually he'd be pushed out of the league. I'm
right.
not sure.
Now, do I think if that was the only time that he's had an egregious bad call, that that's fireable offense? Of course not. Everybody's going to have an off night, a bad moment. But who was it that was sound that we played that thought that maybe it was a lack of focus?
Steve Javy.
If I had a conversation with him, like, what happened on that play? And he said, oh, I really thought he fouled him. There was contact. All right, you could agree to disagree. All right, I think it was a bad call, but at least you're giving me your reasons. If he said, I'm sorry, man, I had my mind on someplace else, boom, you're out. Last play of the game, your mind's wandering? That's that I can't have. Because now you're not doing your job. Yeah, we can agree to disagree on the call, and if you want to fight that you believe that was actually a foul, we can have a conversation. Okay, then we have a disagreement here. But don't you think, Michael, if he told you, you know, there was a hot woman in the stands, and I was kind of looking at her, and,
well,
you know, I had a flight to catch, and I've had a really bad week, and I just, my mind was someplace else. Then you're out. Because I can't have your mind wandering the last play of the game.
What I would push back with Chauncey, there aren't that many people that could do this. I mean, yeah, they could run up and down the court and try, but I mean, these are the best of the best that are out there.
It's not that easy
to get officials.
And they're seeing something in real time, and then we have the benefit of looking at it 1,000 times in slow motion and say it's an awful call. I do think it was a bad call. And sometimes bad calls happen, but don't all of a sudden make it seem like if you were in that exact same situation, then you would know what was going on as fast as the game is. How athletic they have to be, Michael. I mean, these aren't umpires in baseball. I mean, you're running up and down the court, or an official in the NHL, they've got to keep up with a fast game on skates.
But I mean, it is their job.
No, it's their job.
We don't do this. They do it.
Do you know how he spells his first name? That's something that has to be looked at too. Jason, J-A-C-Y-N.
You know what? That's reason for concern.
Let's go to Carlisle and Lindenhurst.
Hello, Mike and Peter and Don. Happy birthday, Don.
Thank you.
You're welcome. The New York Jets. All right, we got Aaron Rodgers. Hopefully, he'd be ready, you know, for the new year. But first, Joe Douglas got to do something about the offensive line. You got to protect the quarterback. Okay, just a couple of pieces. If we can go out there and get some little help here and there, another wide receiver, one defensive cornerback. Okay, that's all we got to do. Just a piece here, piece there, and I think if they do that, we can make the wild card.
Well, I mean, you're talking about a lot of pieces. They need a left tackle. So, I mean,
if
Aaron Rodgers didn't get hurt in the fourth play of the season, and we thank you for the call, he would have gotten hurt. I mean, that offensive line couldn't block anything. And this is an immobile 41-year-old quarterback. They better have a stout offensive line, starting with a left tackle, his blind side.
And they've got a draft pick where I think they can address that. They've got some cap space to address it. Listen, I don't think it's crazy to think they can miss the playoffs for sure, but I just thought that they'd be ranked a little bit higher if everything were to stay equal. But I think they probably realize with the offensive line in flux, with a 41-year-old quarterback, is it realistic to believe he's going to play all 17 games?
Well, the key though is, and the Jets are trumpeting this, is there'll be new uniforms out in April.
Oh well, you know what? And by the way, some of those, correct me if I'm wrong, some of those uniforms have some health protections in them. Isn't that correct?
That I don't know. But they felt so compelled and so excited about that after a guy that they traded for a seventh-round draft pick caught the winning touchdown in overtime into the Super Bowl, they put out that uniform is coming.
I can't imagine that. Did anybody think that was a good idea? Anyone?
The guy who hit send.
Oh, my God.
Great.
Here's the problem with sports teams now. Throughout all sports, they don't have a mature adult in charge of that.
Yeah, but in this case, really I disagree. Don't. Now, this isn't just sending out a tweet. This was obviously an organizational decision that we're going to launch the promotion of the date that we're going to have our new uniforms moments after the Super Bowl. I don't think that was somebody on social media that did. They had a conscious decision.
Well, then they've got to reevaluate.
But don't you think that is? I mean, they know the date, April 24th. They all got together and said, you know what's a good idea? Soon as the game-winning touchdown is scored, let's send out that we're going to have new uniforms next year, and let's announce the date that we're going to show them. That didn't come from some intern. That had to come from everybody collectively having a conversation, thinking it's a good idea, which is scary.
I think it's fun. I mean, we say intern. They're not interns. These are people. But they're young people who have to be hip to, like, run a social media site. And I think they get the ramifications of what they're doing.
And I think they're sort of instructed to be hip, right? Like, we want you to reach people. We want you to – our goal is to be cool.
But they're not thinking. But this announcement, Peter, was from above.
Oh, well,
otherwise they wouldn't have the information to give. I mean, they didn't send out a tweet. This was a whole big graphic with April 24th, whatever the date is. So this was an initiative. They were following orders.
And, I mean, it's not just sports teams that deal with this. I mean, the White House sent out a video of the president talking about how, you know, snacks are in smaller bags. This was right before the Super Bowl. I mean, social media seems to have really sapped brain power. That they that people like say, yeah, that's a great idea. Let's do that. Yeah, let's really trumpet the new uniforms for a team. We have the longest stretch of not making the playoffs. Let's really tout the new uniforms.
Again, the next day hits completely different.
Right.
But not right
moments after the
touchdown.
Season's over, it's whatever.
Can you imagine, like, little Billy, who does that, sitting there with his finger on the send button, waiting till the confetti hits the ground, then hit send. And then, yeah, I did it. I did it. That guy's going to have to dodge criticism, Peter. Speaking of dodge.
Good work. New York, this is me, Peter Rosenberg, for our friends over at Security Dodge. Long Island Ram and Wrangler headquarters. Right now, you can lease a new 24 Dodge Hornet RT for only $299 a month with zero down. That's right, $299 a month. Zero down, all during the President's Day sales event. Shop 24/7 at securitydodge.com. The Dodge Hornet RT is the most powerful compact UV based on 2023 IIHS's compact UV segment. Right, Anthony?
That's oh, right. Yeah.
Latest available competitive information, quickest based on 0 to 60 time of 5.6 seconds, most powerful based on 288 HP, best handling based on 0.09 max G's skid pad vehicle dynamics rating, a weight distribution of 52 over 48, and Car and Driver's dynamic testing.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac, weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast.
Well, that's awesome.
Looking for more access to the show?
That's right, man.
Check us out on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at TMKS ESPN. The Point Guard.
You have made no good points, Peter.
You're so right, Michael.
I think you made some salient points.
Yeah, because you're an ass.
My gut feeling is that he will not be a Met in 2025, especially if Scott digs in. He's kind of comparing him to Aaron Judge, and he wants about $40 million a year. Well, you look at the top paid first baseman in the game, no one makes 30. Freddie Freeman doesn't make 30. Matt Olson doesn't make 30. None of them do. First basemen are not valued the way outfielders are. And also, it's kind of tough to put him in the same frame of reference as Judge. The last year that Judge had before he became a free agent, he hit 311 and hit 62 home runs. Now, Alonso certainly has the capability of hitting 60 home runs. I don't think he's a 300 hitter. He hit 217 last year. So if Scott really thinks he's going to get $40 million a year for Alonso, even if he hit 63 home runs, I don't think it's there. Wow.
Oh, yeah.
Mm. I'll tell you what, Don, you're behind the eight ball here because I'm 2-0. There's only three more days left in the week.
I'm starting not to take this seriously anymore.
Why?
Because
that was a good point. That was
a pedestrian opinion. In my humble opinion. I thought the one that led the top of the hour, the most important hour, the 5 o'clock hour, was a better point.
So it's not that you think he shouldn't have won. You don't think he should have won with that?
Yes. So, but real quick.
Please.
I'm listening to the morning show.
You love the morning show.
I do. Rick and Dave do a wonderful job. And so they throw to Debbie Duhaime for traffic. And she wished me a happy birthday. How beautiful was that?
Debbie Duhaime gets it.
Yeah.
Brandi Scott despises us and the air that we breathe.
It's upsetting.
So the remember Alex Lee? Alex Lee loved us.
The traffic professional on our own show, nothing.
Nothing. Because we're lent to her.
But Debbie Duhaime.
That's a human
on the
being.
Morning show, wished me a happy birthday.
Yeah. Blast. It tells you a lot, Donnie. I'm going to get a cake today. Is there going to be a cake? I know it's a Tuesday, but that has to be a birthday cake, right?
I don't want to give a lot of detail, but the personal day that I had to take on Friday
right,
has affected my birthday. So I think a lot will end up happening a little later in the week.
That bothers me.
Yeah, but
you should
okay.
be celebrated.
But I look at it as like an extension, right? I got a bunch of cards. My mom gave me some scratch-offs. I haven't done that yet. A lot of people reached out on social media, a lot of text messages. But we will have a celebration later, so it'll be like a week of a birthday.
Do the kids know it's your birthday?
They forgot. When Nancy told them, they were very excited. But no, when I woke them up this morning and fed them, they didn't say a word. I was disgusted.
So you were actually disappointed. You thought they would have been prepped before
I mean, really,
bed.
The blood, sweat, and tears he puts into these children that they
every
can't
day.
Remember his birthday.
Oh.
Not right.
Well, they know it's Valentine's Day tomorrow.
Yeah, because they're getting
that they
gift.
Remember.
Yeah.
Yeah, because they get a little, you know, some heart candies at work.
At work?
I mean, school.
Yeah, I got them on the salt
Are they
mine.
Working, Don?
No, but they are filling, because it was a snow day today, they're filling out their Valentine's Day cards for school tomorrow. Oh, that was always a blast for me. Don't remember that when you were grade school, Michael?
Get no, I didn't give out Valentine's stuff.
Really? You chose to not participate?
I just studied Yankee books.
Wow, that is strong. And that's why you didn't have an interest in women until your 30s.
No, not 30s. Sorry. Maybe early 20s.
Yeah. It wasn't that much of an exaggeration.
No, but 30s makes me sound weird.
I know.
20s is totally normal.
I'm just a little slow.
So what
do you say, 20s?
I'm weird. Was it 21, 22, 20?
Probably 20.
What was the turning point? So 20, that's 1983.
It was No.
Hard
bodies. 1981.
1981. Oh, so was it just like
it was somebody I met in college.
Oh, I thought it was just like the complete disgust that Dave Winfield signing didn't work out.
No, although that when Ken Landreau caught the final out of the 1981 World Series, I said, that's it, I'm done.
You said, I've had enough.
I've had enough. It's over. Now it's time for me to move on to other things.
And now
things.
You've been unleashed on the women of the world there. And you know what? And Peter, I got to tell you, Michael and I have our differences and we poke fun at each other and all that. But it was one hell of a run.
That's what you always say.
When he finally settled down on Jody, I hope she realized the absolute compliment that was when he proposed.
Because the run he was on, you're saying.
Let's clear one thing up, Peter, because you weren't there then. The reason why the run looks that impressive is because I'm hideous.
Oh, yeah.
And, like, I did okay. There have been other people that have been on this run. Don's trying to be nice. I'm a hideous-looking person.
Right.
And I happen to get pretty decent-looking women to go out with me.
Right. So it looks
was
not,
yeah,
like more.
Because it's true. Now, you could look at it as me devaluing Michael. But I'm not. Like, there was not one woman that he introduced me to where I said, Michael, what are you doing? Or wow, but I looked at it and said that he's way in over his skis.
All the time.
He outkicked his coverage every single time. Now, you can look at that as a disrespect to Michael, or you could just say that he had...
Or you could also add...
Late 70s Baltimore Oriole rotation.
Or you could also say for him to go below his coverage, like to not outkick it.
Never saw it, not once.
But Don, to say that he found someone who is exactly his physical equal...
Never.
...would mean that he was scurrying through the forest, grabbed a carnivorous forest chicken, picked it up, and took that out on a date. Do you see what I'm saying? He had to outkick his coverage.
A carnivorous...
See, he's insulting chicken. You, Michael, just in case you didn't get
the
translation. I'm not
just saying it's not possible is what I'm saying. Maybe it wasn't possible.
I have seen unequal in my life. Right? And the other way, where I saw attractive men that I say, wow, I think you could do better. Not just looks, but just personality.
Get, name someone.
I don't think that's right.
Right now, a spouse. Tell us someone whose spouse you think is just hideous.
Well, I don't know if you ever I always joke around with Jimmy. We were out in Suffern, New York, and there was a girl that I was talking to, and I was interested in her. And I said to Jimmy Stark, I said, Jimmy, what do you think? And you know what his answer was?
Mm.
And tell me if I shouldn't have been insulted. He's like, oh, she's nice for you.
Oh, my God. There's no...
To this day, he doesn't think that was an insult. I took it as an insult.
Wait, no. It's only an insult. There's no version of it where... There's no debating, is it or is it not an insult.
or he just has a very, very high opinion of himself.
Or a low opinion of you.
Yeah, I could go either way, but I took it as a low opinion of me.
ENN's coming up in just a moment. Everybody wants to stay around for that. Hey, do you want to experience an inflammation of money and happiness? Watch your bank account grow with an extra pep in your step? Catch Jovia-itis, a side effect of not-for-profit banking with Jovia Financial Credit Union. When you bank with Jovia, you may see an increase in savings, growing checking account balances, and reduced rates on loans. Symptoms may include greater happiness, reduced stress, and general feelings of financial freedom. Join Jovia and start spreading the wealth. From Thanksgiving all the way to the big game is typically a sports fan's season of eating, but now it's time to get ready for spring training. Reach out to NJ Diet today. Their results are nearly twice as fast as weight loss injections and without any of those nasty side effects. With NJ Diet, you'll lose 20 to 40 plus pounds in only 40 days, contractually guaranteed. They use your hair and saliva, along with scans to personalize natural solutions and supplements that get your body into the fat-burning zone. Then, NJ Diet uses your DNA info to help you keep the weight off. Lose a contractually guaranteed 20 to 40-plus pounds in only 40 days. That's much quicker than the injections and safer, too. NJ Diet is all natural, no hormones, no prepackaged foods, no shots. You can get Dr. T's personal email and phone number. Call 855-5NJ-DIET, 855-5NJ-DIET, or schedule your consult today at njdiet.com. That's njdiet.com.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.